Remember, if you want to hear a bonus episode with Adam, as well as get bonus content and early episodes, head to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. Looks like a clown man, and that's basically that was our opinion on politics.
We'll go a little deeper than that.
We could go a little deeper. We didn't. That's not what people responded to. We don't know much, Jeff. Let's stop.
I'm not
going to
argue with you there.
Do. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. We've got a guest in the anxiety chamber.
Oh, one of my favorite people in the world. It's Adam Sessler, everybody. Woo!
Hello. This is called the anxiety chamber.
Everywhere I go is called the anxiety chamber.
I was about to say, I don't think I've ever felt so appropriate in this space than that.
Yeah, that's we do it to calm people, ironically enough.
Yeah.
When Adam and I worked in the same office, it was anxiety chamber East and anxiety chamber West.
Yes, it was.
That seems like a great work environment.
Adam, you guys, of course, know from all the way back in X-Play, from Rev3 Games. He's working now. He's got a new movie out called Lumberjack Man.
Yes.
And he also is helping out on the Friday the 13th video game.
Yes.
Which is
Sounds crazy awesome. Rad.
It's really exciting.
I love it, man. That's an idea for a game where I'm just like, oh, that's, of course, why hasn't anybody done it?
That's why I got excited about it is, you know, this guy called out my name in the lobby of the Marriott at E3. Because here's a fascinating thing. Well, no, because once you're out of press, the lobby of the Marriott's far more viable for work than the floor of E3. It's kind of amazing. And they said, hey, this is what we're working on. Are you interested?
Adam doesn't actually have a contact number. He just hands people a card that says the lobby of the Marriott and call my name.
Midnight.
Barfly. So, yeah, they told me the description of the game, that it's all player controlled, 7 counselors, 1 Jason. The point of being a counselor is to make it through the night, like not kill Jason.
Right.
So I think some people get confused that. And it's not all of you have to make it through the night. You have to make it through the night.
Wow.
And that suddenly sets up a much different style of asymmetric play, because you want to have some degree of cooperation, but you want to look out for everybody.
But when push comes to shove.
Yeah. I mean, three of you are working.
When push comes to machete.
I think we've talked about who we would be in horror movies, and I sell everyone out.
Yeah.
I absolutely do.
You're the worst guy to
be. I get paranoid
morally,
and I sell everyone out.
Morally, that does ensure your death.
Oh, the catch 22.
I'd make it. Want to talk today about where can people find out about the
So the game is in Kickstarter right now. We're looking for just $5, $10 from people. So go to Kickstarter, search Friday the 13th. And for Lumberjack Man, a wonderful horror movie where I have hair and I play a religious counselor of a religious camp, because, you know, they were casting for type.
Yeah.
You can just, it's VOD. So boot up a PS4, boot up an Xbox. It's on Amazon streaming.
Cool. Beautiful.
Lumberjack Man.
We got a story sent in to us today from Zeus Burger, who has sent in things before. We love Zeus Burger.
This is also a, I would say, thematically consistent with what we've been talking about story. Ways to die, really, is what we've been talking about.
I'd like to introduce you guys to Seppukuma.
Oh.
Seppukuma from the Japanese seppuku.
Wait,
for
what
suicide,
does that mean?
And kuma, which means bear. He's a robot suicide bear, everybody.
Wow.
He's a robot bear that's here to help you kill yourself.
But he looks so adorable.
He's super adorable.
He
looks
like other Japanese bears.
Yeah.
He actually looks calmer. You know, Gloomy Bear?
Yes.
The one? So it's kind of like that Gloomy Bear head, but even nicer. Like, there's like no sense of repressed threat, even though this is for the purpose of death.
Yes. That's what's so scary about it, is he's got the most cheerful fucking face, you guys.
So, and why do we need a robot to help us die, Anthony? Tell us that answer.
I mean, eventually robots are going to help every single person on this earth die.
Well, help is a strong word.
Yeah.
Force, maybe.
From their point of view, it's going to be help, Jeff.
Yeah.
From their point of view, they are going to be helping us to rid the planet of ourselves.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. The company has created this bear to help people who want to kill themselves but are unable to due to physical or psychological reasons. They just can't go through with it, but they know they have to.
But they know they've got $1,500 burning a hole in their pocket, and that bear at the store looks so nice.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is... I mean, it's the darkest Build-A-Bear workshop you'll ever go to.
That's true.
You know, you just got a six-year-old girl that's just like, I want the threshing arms. I want the threshing arms.
For Grandma.
And I want his birthstone to be an amethyst. this bear can carry 80 kilograms. It has hands that are powerful enough to crush human bone. And roller legs that can retract or extend from a base as necessary to pick somebody up or maneuver them through tight spaces. Wait, hold on.
This is playing out a little bit differently than I thought. I thought it was like
canceling my pre-order.
I thought it was kind of like a hammock, like a place to relax with a friendly bear face for something that is ostensibly kind of final and grim. No. But this now sounds like the bear is more like a bear robot that is out to kill you because you've decided. Yeah. That's how you want
to
go?
It's out to kill you because
it's going to crush your bones?
It's only out to kill you because it's your friend and you've asked it to.
Yes.
But it's gonna do it by crushing your neck?
Could, if you asked.
Okay, well, what is
it? So many options.
I mean, I assumed it had like a friendly bear syringe or something like that. Like natural bears have.
I'll tell you what, Adam. You don't have to have the bear crush you. Seppukuma comes with over 23 different methods. To end your life.
God.
Seppukuma, the full package,
comes with
everlasting sleep, which is a lethal injection.
Oh, boy.
Pillow kisses, which is suffocation.
Pillow kisses.
Yeah.
That's the new euphemism for...
Oh, boy.
Peaceful breath, which is asphyxiation by breathing helium.
Wow.
Which is a hilarious way to go.
It's just like, oh, no, here we go. I've changed my mind.
I have so much to live for.
I mean, all of these names sound like villains in a Kojima game. Peaceful breath.
Yeah, totally. this robot was designed.
The final
directed.
One by Hideo Kojima.
Yeah.
The final one is, of course, the sleepy time hug, where the bear will strangle you until your pulse stops for 15 minutes.
Oh, hence the crushing arms.
Hence the crushing arms.
Task complete. Still have 22 other methods in my database.
So, like, also, like, is this one where if you saw it advertised on television, we'd be like, safe word, sold separately?
Yeah.
I mean, once you have it, is it going to do it? I mean, how much agency do you have after the purchase if you have a second thought?
Right. Yeah. Like, maybe you bought it and you don't want to turn it on for a while. You're just kind of mulling it over.
Well, you know, right
but
now.
But what if someone buys it for you?
That's a bad gift. I'm re-gifting that.
Jerry, what are you trying to tell me?
I'm trying to tell you, happy 38th birthday, buddy. I love
you. Do you?
I do.
And I want you to make all of your decisions there, friend.
Yeah, we all got together. We pulled our money.
You're old enough now.
Wait, you all got together and bought me this bear?
It's a very expensive bear.
Yeah, we chipped in. We passed the hat around. A lot of the guys at the office thought it was a great idea.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm very happy.
Now, yeah.
I mean, in general, I'm very happy. Why would you buy me this bear?
To make you even happier, buddy, because it's your day. It's your birthday.
Exactly. For the days when you're unhappy, there's a happy solution for it.
Yeah, we all want to have control over our final days, don't you, friend?
I just wanted like a cookie puss. I said, go to Carvel and get me a cookie puss.
Yeah, but your favorite things, I right? Just, your favorite what? Things are bears.
I love bears.
Robots.
Sure.
And, dignified end to life. That's like your top three.
Yeah, we talked about it here in the state of California.
I am big in the right to die movement. You're right.
So, like, that's Amazon Lists suggested this to us, and we all just pitched in, and we got it for you, buddy.
Guys, I'm looking at the manual. You're right. You are wonderful friends. I'm looking at the manual here.
Yeah.
There are 23 of us.
Whoa.
What do you say we just run the gamut?
Seppuku party?
Let's just do it, man.
Hey, sounds fun to me. I'm always up for new things.
Let's call
gentle pillow kisses. What if, like, that sounds like the name of a conditioner or an air freshener?
Yeah.
And what if you say it out loud, like, and the bear just hears it?
Gentle pillow kisses. Engage.
Engage, confirm.
Yeah, well, I was thinking, like, what about, like, moms who have a young child and they're like, hey, they're playing around, gentle pillow kisses.
Here comes
the bear. Can we go back one step?
Absolutely.
What is the legal status of suicide in Japan?
I don't know that.
So
evidently it's only robots are allowed to do it.
They are this bear was made by a research firm and it's more sort of hey,
it's called Skynet.
It's more a research firm that wants to push forward the right to die movement in Japan. So this is not, this bear forcibly. Is not going to, this bear is not going to show up everywhere. This is sort of like, this bear could be what the future looks like.
Yeah.
If people have the right to die. You know, here's the thing. The dignified death thing is a weird term when you're being crushed.
It's a sliding scale.
It's a giant cartoon bear is crushing you.
My concern is, when did human bone crushing become the metric that we decide on strength of things?
It's like, on the side
of
like...
It's strong enough to crush human bones. Yeah. Oh, well, that sounds pretty strong.
I go to like a really, really goth hardware store.
Yeah.
You should just know that.
And bone crushing.
Yeah. And I'm just looking at like, oh, okay, well, like...
The Bone Depot.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm now thinking like Kevorkian. He's got his van of death. What if he had this? So like he comes by, he opens up the sliding door, and there's the bear in there. Does that become more enticing for someone making the difficult decision? Or, I mean, obviously there's some kind of weird cultural divide here. Yeah, like, would Jerry Brown have reconsidered signing the California law he just put into action about the right to die if he knew about the right to die bear?
Would he have signed it faster?
I know.
Would more states have taken up the cause? Because how do you say no to those adorable eyes?
Yeah.
See, that's what I keep getting caught up on. You know, when I go to Japan, and especially if you go to restaurants, there's this very, very odd custom there where you'll tend to see an anthropomorphized cartoon image of the protein you're being encouraged to consume.
Yeah. Right.
I find that a little less than persuasive.
Yeah.
I'm like...
Does that mean when I go to Beard Papa, I'm eating a puff pastry full of old man?
Yes, you actually are eating Hemingway.
I'm eating a cartoon Hemingway.
Yes.
Not the real Hemingway. I'm eating like a joyous cartoon version of Hemingway.
The old man in the cream puff.
Well, because that's the other thing that I love about...
The old man in the sea salt. I was just iterating.
No.
I was just iterating.
Don't. That's your one. Although I think Bone Depot might have been your one. We'll talk. What I love about this trend in Japan is sort of a lack of understanding of the source material or the whole point of the thing. Like, it's just cute for cute's sake.
Yeah,
like,
because cute makes anything better.
There's nothing adorable about Hemingway. There's nothing adorable in puff pastry about fucking Hemingway. That's like... That's a dark cartoon mascot, if you think about it.
Well, but okay, what if it was the Gorton Fisherman? Is he more neutral?
They're two different people.
I don't like to think that Sun Also Rises is the oven-baked fish stick of literature. So,
but you know what? It kind of works.
I'm just saying, works. I've never seen Hemingway, the Gorton's Fisherman, and the Old Spice guy at the same time.
You might be
coincidence.
Right.
Coincidence.
Huh.
That's just one man with a... deep portfolio.
I feel like there's a secret somewhere in Cuba that can answer all of this for us.
The sad thing is, when we import this into America, inevitably it will not be for assisted suicide.
Let's just take a step back. What?
Well, we inevitably import this into
America. Oh, we're getting the death bear. You think we're going to let them be the only country with a death bear?
They can't out death bear America. We will out death bear any country.
We're going to get a death. We're going to have a death eagle. We're going to have a death lion.
That's right.
They're going to form into a giant
death Voltron.
Death Voltron. That's just going to be the sweetest, kindest.
And I'll form the dead.
It shows up with all of its animal parts. It rubs your head and crushes your bones while asphyxiating you.
I like the idea of it being like, you know, 40 feet tall and just like trying to be cute and gentle and just like slowly stepping on you.
It's five different orderlies at an old folks home. And when one of the old people is in a lot of pain, they open their belt buckles. Yeah. It's form blazing sword. And they turn into the friendly dinosaur of death.
Form of milk of magnesia. It's a very short run series, though. It's only five episodes, and each one is a fifth shorter than the one before it.
Okay, so let's go back to the purpose of this is to further the conversation about the right to die in Japan.
It's to further the conversation, and it's also to show...
Because I'm just saying that, why not write an editorial in the Daily Shimbun?
Oh.
Because we wouldn't be talking about that.
I mean, this just seems like a very circuitous way.
Uh-huh.
It's like, we need to have a word about Suicide.
Let me ask you something.
Would we be doing an episode about the sternly written editorial?
I have yet to see us discuss the moral ambiguities of this decision.
There are no moral ambiguities. That bear is adorable and it wants to help.
It's binary, man. It's on switch or off switch. Yeah.
But what if the bear made pizza?
Hey, there's
death
nothing
pizza?
In the
You're talking death pizza, right?
I said, yeah. What would that be? The cheesy forever?
There's nothing in the article that says the bear can't make pizza, Adam.
There's a
bear. The bear could potentially make pizza. The bear could probably jump rope. The bear can do a lot of things.
Go back to the picture.
Just its job. Like, you're not defined by your job. You can do a lot of things. This bear is a bear that's made to help people kill themselves.
It has hobbies, is what you're saying.
But it could probably also paint.
So it's holding the lady. It's cradling the back of her head and the back of her thighs.
You can't see the giant needle that's gone in the back of her skull.
Okay, did she get into those arms, or did those arms pick her up?
So here's the thing.
I would like to think ladder.
Maybe it's a combo, like the end of an officer and a gentleman.
Yeah, he just came in to the swelling music while she was working on the assembly line. Cool.
Instead of us getting the death bear, we got Louis Gossett Jr. suicide machine. That would be like so much more.
It's called the Iron Eagle.
If I was friends with Louis Gossett Jr.,
there you go.
If I was friends with Louis Gossett Jr., I wouldn't want to kill myself anymore. If I had a robot Louis Gossett Jr.
Oh, yeah,
as a
why
friend,
would you? You'd want to live as long as possible.
No, see, but I could see it more like that you can develop a relationship with Louis Gossett Jr. That's kind of like he's Lenny to your, what's his face, from Of Mice and Men.
Yeah.
And so you have a friendship, and he just knows it's time. And so he's telling you all about the rabbits, and pop.
Yeah. I think that's what this bear does.
That's what I would like, actually. Just talk to me about the rabbits, and then you never know.
So I think,
spoilers for the end of Mice and Men, by the way.
Yeah. It's really sad.
So I think that's the thing, is like, this is for people who are in probably like a hospice situation, things like that, where they have a little bit more time. The bear starts off by assisting them, and then when it's time to go, maybe you and the bear like give each other a little wink, and the bear knows it's time for the gentle pillow kisses.
No, and then the next thing that happens from that picture is he literally crumples her up into a ball and throws her in a trash can.
He folds her into a perfect cube. That's what's really amazing.
And then it goes into the special cube farm of other cubified humans.
What form would you like the destroyer to take, Adam? If you were going to have a robot buddy that just knew it was time for you to die, what would you want it to? What animal would it be? Would it be adorable?
I mean, that's the question I have. I think it would have to be, if it was a bear, I think it would have to be a more forthright bear. Mm-hmm. Like something closer to a grizzly what that is.
I want like the edge. I want the end of my life to be like
I'm in the hands of a confident and capable suicide animal. I just got to be honest. This one with its eyes that are kind of like ignoring the horrible role it has been given it.
Time to die, Adam.
I could see like.
How did you know what its voice sounds like?
How about like a moose?
A death moose.
They seem kind of confident and strong.
And they are deadly animals. A moose can kill you.
They will charge right at you. Yeah. They don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Jeff?
What do I want? I think I do want adorable. I want to not see it coming. I do. I want to be like Lenny and the rabbits. I want it to not see it coming. I want it to be like the guys that go, okay, on the count of three, one, two, and they do it on two, and you're like, oh, you asshole, but at least I wasn't, that's what I want.
Yeah. I think I would want mine to look, I'm sort of where you are, I would want mine to look kind of like Astro Boy or something. I would want an adorable friend, and when it's time to go, it's fucking time to go. Can I tell you guys a fucking real shit, real story? Can I tell you guys some real stuff?
You've been working on Astro Boy dead spot.
I used to have this recurring dream, and I think I've told you about this dream before, Jeff.
Yeah, the coffins.
Here's the deal, Adam.
Uh-huh.
I had this dream where everybody their entire lives has this like dark black obelisk of a robot that follows like 3 feet behind them their entire lives. Doesn't do anything. Everybody has one.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't fuck with you. It doesn't do anything. It just sits there with you.
Just, you know, Ben Vereen's Me and My Shadow is kind of like playing out in my head right now.
Okay. Okay. But do like the creepy Gears of War Donnie Darko trailer version of Me and My Shadow as I'm telling this story.
Okay. Okay.
And you, this robot is with you your entire life. It serves no purpose except when you die, it forms into a coffin around you and launches you into space. And this is a dream that I've had my entire life.
It's like Martin Luther King's dream. It's your hope that one day we can achieve it.
I don't know if it's a hope that I have for the future so much.
I mean, I like the idea that clearly from an early age you're at peace with finality.
Yeah,
like there's something.
That's what it says.
but everyone has the robot.
Everybody
obelisk.
Has the robot.
So yeah, that's kind of more Logan's Run-ish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like a giant sand timer that's counting down your days to live behind you.
Yeah, I mean, it has a human form. It's like anthropomorphized, you know, but it's like big and like.
Oh, I was thinking it was a proper obelisk.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
It's sort of obelisk like. In its silhouette, but it has red eyes and it like follows you around. Yeah, that is it. And I think that is probably what I would want my robot to look like, because I guess that's what I've been prepping for. But yeah. I like the idea of a robot that knows when it's time for you to die.
But if it's just an obelisk, how does it crush you with its arms? How does it pick you up?
It forms, well.
It can just fall on you. That's like the one thing it can do.
I love that. Like a giant funeral stone. What are those called? You know, just boom on top of you. And then they just carve it right where it lands. Wherever you landed.
I mean, wherever he lands, shall he be buried.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, so like, all of life is just rather, if not morbid, just kind of morose reminder of the end. And then suddenly it turns into a Monty Python sketch.
Yeah.
Like right at the last minute. It's like a Terry Gilliam animation. Boom.
Giant
smack,
cartoon
dead.
Foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It turns from an obelisk into a giant cartoon foot and stomps you.
The image that I have in my head is the robot from Interstellar. That obelisk robot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah. Those are my dreams. Anyway, guys, if you are a patron,
yes,
which we hope you are, it's the only way we support the show.
We really appreciate it, and we have special things for you. One of which is an extra episode with Adam.
Yay! Woo!
A double length episode that's only for patrons. So why don't you become one?
Yeah, that's patreon.com/weHaveConcerns. Adam, dude, so thanks for coming by and talking about death.
Hey, if I'm always thinking about it, so I might as well chat about it.
If I'm in town, we're talking about death. Tell us again where we can get Lumberjack Man and what's up with Friday the 13th.
Lumberjack Man is available on VOD, so Xbox, PS4. You can get it on your computer through the Amazons. It's very easy to find. Type in Lumberjack Man. Very few things other than the movie come up.
Unless you turn Google Safe Search on. Yeah.
Friday the 13th, Kickstarter. Go to Kickstarter, search Friday the 13th. Just, you know, a few dollars. Or if you, I understand, you may not be able to have that. But if you can get the word out to the people that can donate, it would mean the world to me. I'm so excited about this project. It's now become like kind of a passion thing.
Yeah. Cool.
Sounds awesome. And I cannot wait to actually see it, play it, touch the thing. Yeah. Guys, what would be the form of the destroyer for you?
Yeah.
What kind of robot, buddy?
Which robot you want to end your days?
You can let us know on Twitter. I'm at A. Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
I am Adam Sessler.
And you can hashtag those gentle pillow kisses. And if you have not subscribed, if you're a new listener, please do so. Please check out the Patreon. And we'll see you guys next time.